Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, if I have to ring my bell and no one else could tell, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory, 'cause it was all for you. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all for you, Lord. All we do, Lord, is all for your love. All the things you do, how you share your love, it comes from up above. The way you light up all our darkest days, make our lives much better. We can pave the way if we start today, loving our fellow man, lending a helping hand. That's the things that God wants us to do. So if I have to sing my song and sing it all, Lord, I'll sing it for you. And if I have to ring my bell and no one else can tell, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, only you. If I ever tell a friend, God's the only plan, Lord, I'm saying it for you. Ooh, yeah, it's all for you. Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you, all 1.5 million listeners. I thank God for each of you, and I pray that each one of you are inspired, motivated to do better to someone else by the concepts of this show. This show is strictly formatted for one reason, and that one reason alone is to teach us to love each other the way that God has loved us. This is not a holy moly religious-based show. No, this is a show of a brother like yourselves who God allowed a second chance to come out of diversity, come out of the penitentiary, come off of drugs, come off the streets, and get control of my life. And I'm forever grateful to God for that. And I vowed God to go back and get all of our brothers and sisters that's on the streets. They're still fighting for their lives. We see them all the time. You see them on the streets, corners, on the side of the freeway. They're holding signs. They're sleeping under bridges. They're walking down the street with their little pants hanging down. They're fighting. They're shooting one another. They're scrapping and fighting because they're under attack by the enemy. And I vowed to God that I want to go back and get them, give them a relationship and reestablish their relationship with God, help them get on their feet so that they can enjoy this life and keep on moving and to get the next person. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. God's greatest commandment to all of us was to love our neighbors as ourselves. And man, if that includes the brother on the street, if that includes the one on the side of the freeway, then I'm trying to raise the awareness to us that all of God's people count. There is no race per color. There is no race per ethnicity. There is no race toward creed. The race that God is concerned and loves the most is the human race. That's all of mankind. God cares about each and every one of us, and this is an anointed show. You can feel the anointing in my conversation. That tells you that God co-signs what I'm saying. It's all about love. Man, you're listening to the 1 hour Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call in for those of you that are interested in a positive hour is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2405. Now we'll have a moment of prayer and we'll keep the show moving. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for another opportunity. Father God, I ask that you move me out the way, that what you want to be said becomes the forefront of this whole show's endeavor. Lord, I know that it's your will that we love each other. And Father God, I ask that you give us that love in our hearts, that we understand that the breath of life you give to all of us is equally shared, and the love you share for all of us is equally administered. So we thank you, Lord. Bless every family, every person on the radio, every person that's under the sound of my voice, and bless their lives, Father. Those that are out of control, Father, if you can find some way to help them gain control, Lord, I ask you do it in the name of Jesus. And we'll be grateful to give you the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host. I'm your brother from another mother. God bless you real good. This is a positive hour. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, your brother from another mother. I'm so thankful again for each and every one of you all that call in, man, and support the show. I'm thankful for each and every one of you all spirit, man, because I can feel your spiritual support. Man, it's not about Green. It's not about anybody but God. And man, a lot of us have to understand that to get out the way and allow God to guide us in this world. Many of us don't even understand why we're here, and you'll never get the answer if you don't go to the Creator. If God created us, that means that He knows the purpose of our existence. And the only way to find out is tap into God. How do you do that? You show up on Sunday and sacrifice some of your time so that God sees that you really are concerned about finding out why you're here. I guarantee you, you'll never find out why you're here being on the streets. I guarantee you, you'll never find out why you're here only calling God when you're in trouble. I guarantee you that. And I don't want you to go through life squandering around trying to find out why your existence is here and why situations come, because you'll never find out. I can't give you that answer, but God can. Showing up at His house on Sunday, showing Him that you give gratitude for the breath you breathe, then God starts to guide you toward your agenda in life. And guess what? The beautiful part is God made us all that we could have life and have it more abundantly. So your agenda is successful. What God made you for is beyond success, beyond the understanding of riches to your mindset. God gave every one of us a purpose. And the only way to find out is to tap into Him. Here's a young lady that found her purpose. Her name is Sister Rose, and she's such a rose. We missed her on Wednesday. She was trying to get some rest, she told me. And I'm like, that body will tell you when it's time to shut down. But Sister Rose is like an energizer bunny. She keeps on pushing and keeps on trying to share her found wealth avenue with each one of us. And I love her and I thank God for her. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her in and let us grace us with her beautiful voice and her beautiful testimony and information, so that we all can become successful. God bless you, Sister Rose.
Peace, infinite love, and light, sending positive energy and abundant blessings to each and every one of you. I first like to thank God for raising us and my star seeds. I also like to give a shout out to you, Rev, and Pastor Don, Jr., CEO, and the winning team. Much respect. Yes. Also, thank God for this. This platform is amazing to share information, and I'm just trying to do my part and raise the financial cue of our people. I'm trying to empower as many people as I possibly can to take control of their finances and be their own bank. I'm an independent affiliate with Carrot Bars International, and we are all gold acquisition specialists, and we simply get paid to keep our money. It's like we become our own bank, and we simply leverage fiat, we turn it into gold, and then should you choose to refer someone, you get compensated every time they save. This program is absolutely free for everyone 18 and older worldwide. We're in over 125 countries, and this is also available for including those re-entering citizens. So if you have a felon, no one cares. It's irrelevant. We don't judge anyone on their past. As long as you're trying to get things right, we can show you how to use your entrepreneurial skills, switch your grams, and really get your weight up. But, my personal link, you can go to www.getpaidinyoursleep.info or contact me directly at 571 571- 334-0475. Make sure you watch the videos before we speak because time is money. And we got more blessing to do. Yes, yes. But businesses, this opportunity is for you as well. You can be the first in your circle of influence to accept gold as an alternative form of payment for your goods and services. So, yes, yes, pay me in gold. Gold is God's money, always has been, always will, and now it's affordable to the average consumer. So whether you're looking to save a lot or little, you can save as little as $7.50 at a time. So, I am just blessed and highly favored and humbled that I'm able to serve as I can. Back to you, Rev.
Bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you, my friend, Sister Rose, such a beautiful lady. I've had the privilege and honor of meeting such beautiful, eloquent ladies. It's just an honor to meet queens, man, that are really standing on their throne, man. And Sister Rose has been such a positive person, has motivated me, has given me so much encouragement and inspiration. I even registered with her. And guys, listen, man, you can call Sister Rose. Let me hold on 1 second. Sister Rose, I'm going to give them your phone number. I don't give out the numbers, you know. But you can
absolutely
call Sister. Okay, I have your permission.
Yes.
Okay. Sister Rose, you can reach her at 571-334-0475. Such an elegant, beautiful sister, and so knowledgeable about the concepts of people earning money. And you can do it at the casualty at your own home. Wow.
Absolutely.
I mean,
another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You can plug in from your smartphone, laptop, anywhere. But we've also tapped into the cryptocurrency world. But unlike those other ones that are out there, ours is backed by physical gold.
Wow.
So, exactly. Now we're in the ICO phase, an initial coin offering. So, say for instance, if you've heard of Bitcoin, you know if you would have invested in Bitcoin in the ICO phase, you would have been a millionaire by now.
Wow.
But now, exactly. Now you're able to participate in our ICO, which is backed by gold. And actually, I don't know if you've been watching, but Bitcoin took a dip again.
Mm-hmm.
And so those who do have Bitcoin, you can actually take your declining Bitcoin, use your Bitcoin as tender, acquire our physical gold, and then earn our token for free. So it's pretty, absolutely. So it allows you to segue out of a crypto that's not backed by anything and preserve it in physical gold. So I'm excited, and absolutely. Now, our ICO phase ends on 15 April. So positioning is key. Register as an affiliate. This way you can be positioned and earn while you learn. But it will be an honor to assist you in how this can work for you and your family's financial situation.
Beautiful, beautiful, man. We thank God for that. And listen, guys, that means that when you purchase gold, it doesn't depreciate. So it's a smart investment as well, because if it's ever a time you want to pull out, you lose nothing. But the smart thing is to leave the gold active. And what happens is, as time progresses, you all see gold it matures and it becomes more valuable. So that's where Sister Rose came up with the concept, man, make money while you sleep, because overnight gold could just take off. And you're sitting there with your little nugget smiling ear to ear with a big profit that cost you nothing but a small investment. Again, you guys, listen, Sister Rose's phone number is 571-334-0475. And man, I'm telling you, call her and inquire and get more information. She knows all of the intricate areas of this gold market, and gold's not leaving. We are. So you'll have something to leave behind for your kids and your family. And it's a small investment, and it could pay off just phenomenal if you just take time out to call her. That's Sister Rose.
And another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, we actually take the investment part out of acquiring gold, being that it is physical and it gets delivered to your front door via FedEx.
Wow.
We don't, it's not an investment. We simply save.
Wow.
And this entire account is willable to your heirs. So unlike your credit score or your job, you can pass it on to your heirs for infinite generations. So instead of willing on debt, now we have a tangible asset and a business that's willable for infinity. So, man, this, oof, time to plug in and power up.
Man, God bless you. Love you and thank you again, Sister Rose. We love you. We going to keep posted, keep individuals posted with this information. Every show, I'm going to bring Sister Rose on if she'll come. I do the show again Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. That's Monday, beginning of the week, Wednesday, hump day, and Friday. And what I'm doing, people, is I'm trying to bless you and bless God, and we're planting a positive seed in your week 3 times a week. 1 hour, we're going to put positive in the atmosphere. And we all know what go around, come around. What you reap is what you sow. So if we plant a positive seed, guess what? Positive has to come back. That's what it's all about. I feel you feel the anointing on this show. That's letting you know that God co-signs us. And this positive movement is going to take off. And all of us, everybody on the show, I'm looking at the phone lines just lit up. Everybody on the show, we're going to go get our brothers and sisters on the street with love and a smile, a handshake, and a thank you. And bless them all to get back on their square, and we're going to keep moving and keep going until there's zero homeless in the world. I don't believe that God is closed to a small church. I understand churches are a necessity. But God's church is the four corners of this earth. Body in this world that's hurting deserves us who are decent to go and get them with love. I thank you again, Sister Rose. I love you. Look, I got a good friend on the line. I want to go to her. She's a beautiful lady. I had the privilege of meeting her, another queen. I'm just so thankful for these queens. Her name is Sister Donji. She's a beautiful person. I'm hoping I can get her on the line. Calling from area code 832, Sister Donji, can you come online and lighten us with your presence?
Good evening, Reverend Green. How are you doing this evening? This is Diana Donji.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Yes, I finally made it on your show on time. I thank God for what Sister Rose just had to offer. You know, God always has something. He has a ram in the bush for all of us. And I'm going to have to check into that and see what she's talking about.
Beautiful. Well, Sister Donji, go ahead. Tell us where you're calling from, a little bit about yourself, Sister Donji.
Well, I'm calling from Katy, Texas. And I am a faith warrior, a woman of God. I'm a publisher, an author, and a public speaker. And I have a story to tell. I have to share what God has done for me all these years of my life. So many times I've been in and out of the hospital, and God has brought me through each time. And I'm just here to let you know that having faith in God is one of the most precious and wonderful things that you can ever do in life. There's no other love like the love of God. And whatever prayers or concerns you have at this time, I know God is hearing them, and he is saying that if you call unto him, that he'll answer you, and he'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So I'm just all bossed up for God, as I say on my Facebook Live. I'm bossed up for Jesus.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love you. Where can they purchase your book at, Sister Dungy?
Oh, okay. The name of my books are I Have Faith Is No Accident. It's volumes 1-4. I also have a book, A Dream, which is not a dream at all. And also Harvey, The Hurricane of Hope. You can purchase them on Amazon, on my Facebook page, Faith Is No Accident Books, and also my website, faithisnoaccident.com. And I appreciate you, Reverend Green, for allowing me to speak and share what God is doing for me.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. You guys purchase those books. They are so enlightening. Matter of fact, Sister Dungy, once I hang up, I'm going to call you this evening. I'm going to get all of the books because I am always for positive motivation. That's what it's all about. And I thank you for sharing your time and information with us and your presence. Don't leave. We only got 33 minutes left. I want to make sure that everybody gets this full hour packed of positive so that God can see that you're putting positive in this universe. And I guarantee you, everyone that's on this show, under the sound of my voice, you will be blessed because God blesses positive. Love you, Sister Dungy. God bless.
Love you too, brother.
Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I see the lines lit up. I'm going to go through them in a minute. I just want to, I got to go to a song, man, because as I look at these lines light up and I see people and we got all these listeners, 1.5 million all over the United, I mean, over the world. It just touches my heart and it makes me so humble. When God gave me a second chance in life when I was messed up in 2002, and I crawled to the church and asked God, man, what about me? That was my prayer. I didn't go cocky. I didn't go strong and tough, Tony. I didn't put on a suit and go fictitious, holy. I just walked in there like I was. And I said, Lord, what about me? And 8 weeks later, God gave me a second chance, and I wrote a song. And the song was entitled, Thank You for Your Love, for giving a nothing like me a second chance. Y'all check it out, and we're going to go back to the lines when I come back. Again, you're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green, your host with the most, your brother from another mother. Love you. God bless. Check this song out called Thank You for Your Love.
I can't get it out of my head. Yes, you did. Now I'm here today, and all I want to say is thank you, Father, for your love. Yeah. I know it must have been rough. Yeah, to die for folks like us. They say they pierced you in your side. You bowed your head and died. Yes, you did. But you hung there just for me. Way back on Calvary, yeah. I want to say thank you, Father,
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your man, Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm your host with the most because I'm connected to our Father God. And I thank God for each and every one of you all under the sound of my voice. Man, I'm praying that God does miraculous things in your lives. And I guarantee you, if you support me on this move, I'm starting a foundation, SCFF, Set the Captives Free Foundation. We're going out to the streets. We're going to get 250 young men that don't have direction, all two women as well, that don't have direction and may want a professional trade in the construction industry. We're going to buy a 90,000 square foot building. We're going to gut it out and we're going to make it to house 500 folks on the streets. And you will be a chance to be a part of that. And not just in the city. We're going to take this thing to every city. Everywhere that there's a problem and a need for work and love and a relationship with God, which is everywhere in the world, we'll build a foundation. Three or four in this city, depending on the size of the magnitude of people on the streets. We're going to go get our people. I love them. And the reason I love them is because God loves them. And God loved me enough to pull me from where I was at and give me a second chance. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful, y'all. I know y'all can feel it in my heart. I thank God all the time. I'm not a holy guy. No, no, I ain't no holy moly church Christian saint. I don't even call myself a Christian. I say I'm just one that's grateful to this entity, God, that every time I called when I was in trouble, He made a way out of no way for me. It was times my family didn't answer the phone. When I was on drugs and messed up 20 years ago, nobody cared about me. But I called on God. And despite how I looked, He came and hugged me and put me in the bosom and in the comfort of His loving arms. And He held me there until I could sustain enough strength that I could continue to move into this journey. And I'm thankful for that. A lot of my brothers and friends gone on before they died, got killed in the streets in Chicago. They got murdered. A lot of them end up ODing and messed up because they didn't make it to the safe arms of God. But I made it. I'm here to tell everybody that God loves you. And if you just cuddle in the comfort of His love, show up at church on Sunday. Tell him, hey, Lord, I need some help. I guarantee you, He loves you so much, He'll be right there for you. This is a positive 1 hour show. Chicago Ride at 5 with Red. We putting a positive hour in the atmosphere. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you're putting a positive hour. You feel that anointing in the phone. That's letting you know it's not cold. The chill is God telling you that He co-signed what I'm saying. And this hour will go and stand before you. And in the future, it'll be a harvest of positivity. With that in mind, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. And I'm your friend with a plan. Right now, I'm going to move down the phone lines. I got a guy, a young man I love. Always loved him. He's a positive young man. He's got the things that he's overcome. He's got some situations that he came through. He's got some hurdles that he jumped over. And after getting and clearing all these things, he still thought enough to look back and say, I want to tell some folks that, hey, man, don't follow the trail I followed, but follow the trail I'm on now, which is all positive. Without further ado, I'm going to bring him in. He's my brother. From Inglewood to Inglewood, he likes to say it. I like that, too, because I'm in Inglewood of Chicago, and he's in Inglewood of California. Young man, Brother Whipper, a.k.a., bless us with your presence.
What's going on, Rev Green? You know, shout out. Inglewood to Inglewood. What's going on with it? You know what I mean? It's your boy, Whipper, a.k.a., Preston out of Inglewood, California. You know what I mean? Hip-hop artist, you know, disabled from the chest down, still out here pushing my movement, so, you know. Those that like that, you know, that hip-hop that talk about that realness, not about the cars and the money. You know what I mean? Talk about that real-life struggle, that day-to-day. You know what I mean? That's what I'm on. So, you know, all you got to do is Google me, W-H-I-P-P-A, A-K-A. Once again, that's W-H-I-P-P-A, A-K-A. I'm an all straight and sliced on all platforms. You'll see me. I'm at the top of your list. So, you know, if y'all love that music, that, like I said, true hip hop, and you want to hear that struggle, you know what I mean? I got that for you. Go ahead, Rev. You got the flow.
My man, love you. Thank you, God, for your brother Whipper. That's the brother. He's got a beautiful song out. I'm going to play it in a minute because I like that little song. The song tells us all, man, and it tells his story. But the main part of the song say we had a long way to go. And every time I ride down the street and see somebody on the side of the road with a sign, I go in my pocket and try to help them. And then I ride another block and see another one, then turn a corner, see one under the bridge. Hey, man, I look and realize, man, we got a long way to go. But we can do it if we come together, y'all. If we come together on love, everybody that's on this radio show, everybody has come from some diversity. But you made it. Now, God didn't bring you through that. So you to turn around and overlook all of those that's worse off than you. Oh, man, we're going to spread this love. We're going to spread it around because it's all about God's program. And then I, you know, as I continue to hold on, I remember some songs that encouraged me when I was locked up in prison. And I remember sitting in the cell, and this was in 1999, and I was sitting in the cell. And I was locked up for selling drugs and clowning and trying to hustle. And nobody in the mob, the gang, they cared because they didn't put no money on my books. Nobody in the mob cared. They didn't give me no shoes for my feet, and I was gangster for real. But nobody seemed to care because I was shut down at that point. So I remember sitting in the cell, and on Sunday, I found it. You know, all of the penitentiaries are so far off of the regular cities and stuff. They way out in the outskirts, and it's hard to get perception from playing your radio. So I used to wire up little rigs and wires, illegal stuff. They called it contraband. They all had been know what I'm talking about. And I would rig these little wires to pick up a station that was some 1,500 miles away. And there was one song that they would play all the time. And I would make sure that I, at about 12 o'clock when it would come on, I'd have my little wire set up. No, I could get in trouble if they caught me in my cell doing it, but I had to connect to God somehow and get some kind of strength from these songs. And one of the songs that encouraged me, it was from Donnie Kirkland, and it was called Stand. And I was hurting, but I was determined to stand because I had got myself into trouble, but I know a God that even penetrated the penitentiary walls and would comfort me. In the time of need. So I would play this song, and I want to play it for y'all. And I want to tell y'all, whatever you're going through, stand, hold on, and God will make a way out of nowhere. Love you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another month, your host with the most. Check this out and listen. Stand. Stand, stand.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never enough. Stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. there's nothing left to do. You just dance one night, the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just dance.
The Chicago Ride at 5 with your brother Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm the host with the most, and I'm your friend with the plan to put us all back in God's hand. This is a positive hour, one positive show. The whole purpose of my show is to bring awareness that God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, I know it sounds consistent and it's persistent that I'm doing this and all the time the same thing, but I'm going to keep saying it until it's understood. Anybody that's on this show, all of the people that's under the sound of my weak voice, understand that, man, everybody that breathes God's air, including each one of you, are so very much loved by God that every time you got in trouble, he came. Every foxhole prayer that you put out there, it worked. How do you know, Green? I'm glad you asked. Because you're here today. And that means every time you called him, God came to your rescue. That should tell you right there that God has a personal relationship with you. So when folks mention God in the streets, don't act like you don't know what they're talking about. When folks walk down and say, start talking about good things and what God did, you ought to jump in and say, wait a minute, I got something he did for me. We have to continue to understand that regardless to what's going on in life, the most important thing that we can do It's to love that other guy that you see that breathes air just like you. So don't allow nobody to push you off your square. Walk around with a smile. Know that God loves you, and that's bigger than anything that you could imagine. I know that God cares about us. Why? How? I'm glad you asked. Because there's never a day gone by that he forgets to turn on the lights. The sun is out every day. There's never a day that he forgets to allow us to get water. The H2O is flowing all the time. He never forgot to turn on the oxygen switch on none of us. He still loves us, and he's a consistent God. He does what he does all the time. That's why on Sunday, every Sunday, just for that 3 hours, I make my way to the church house, because in 2002, when God gave me a second chance, I said, Lord, I'm grateful. And I'll never miss another Sunday of coming out to tell you thanks for what you've done for me. When you wake up on another day and you see that your children wasn't on the news. Yeah, it wasn't your house that got burnt down. It wasn't you that got hurt last night. That should make you smile. And when you crawl out of bed, the first thing that reads your lips, that leaves your lips, should be, thank you, Lord, for another day. Because so many people worse off than me. Just yesterday, a friend of mine, 50 years old, he passed. Unexpectedly, a week before that, another friend got killed. Week before that, 2 days before that, another friend passed. So time is not promised. But what is promised is that if you love God, he'll stand in the gap for you. And even when your time is called, God will still be there for you. I love you. And I know that God loves you more. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5, that one positive hour that we going to put in the atmosphere. And we know that what go around come around. So because of this positive hour, I want everyone under the sound of my voice to be prepared for a positive harvest. Yeah. We planting positive seeds for 1 hour on Mondays, the beginning of the week. At 5 o'clock on Wednesday, the middle of the week, hump day, at 5 o'clock, and close the week out on Friday, just 1 hour at 5 o'clock. And we'll call this hour positive input into society. This 1 hour.
Peace, infinite love, and light. This is Rachel Rose, and I am your rare plug, a Ra incarnated, ascendant, elevating revolution. just sending a little positive energy to everyone within the sound of my voice and letting you know that God has your back. Stay persistent, positive, and continue blessing as many as you can. Don't forget, raise your financial IQ. Start preserving your wealth in tangible 24-karat gold by the gram. You can go to getpaidinyoursleep.info or contact the wealth builder who has shared this opportunity with you and get started today and preserve your wealth immediately. Reverend Green, are you still on the line? All right. Well, I don't hear anything. So I'm asking the ancestors to cover and protect and guide all those within the sound of my voice. Ask the ancestors to, oh my goodness, protect and continue to have, or continue to do God's will. we are all vessels, and man, just continue to be a beacon for those less fortunate, uneducated. We must alter the culture of our communities. Until next time, plug in to the Chicago Ride at 5 with Reverend Green and myself, Miss Rachel Rose. Looking forward to empowering the masses with you. So until next time, stay blessed and highly favored. Peace.
is Rev Green, and I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning into the radio station. Had a little technical difficulty, but God always makes a way out of no way. This is Rev Green, and you're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I'm praying that each and every one of you are blessed, that God blesses your endeavors, and that he blesses everything that you try to do that is positive. One thing we have to understand is that it's God's necessity for each one of us to treat the next person like we want to be treated, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that includes individuals on the streets. That includes those that's worse off than us, and that includes each and one of us that breathe God's air. I love you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone on this site. Thank you, Father, for everyone that called in and blessed their love, lives, their families.
Let me down. He's always around. He never let me down. He's always around. I'm that close against you.
Father God, I ask that you continue to bless, Father, us with this station, that things get better and better because we're trying to put a positive hour out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're thankful and give you the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, bless their week in, Lord. Amen.